أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية العيادة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. So this is the, we are continuing the description of the seekers when he is on his way to find the truth and the reality. So he is, as we said in the previous session, that you need a guide to open for you the way in order that you will be able to reach presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we came to the, we explained the third level, and now, which is auditing yourself and checking on yourself what you have done and checking on the negative things. And we explained that, and now we come to the fourth level, which is very important for everyone, that as Allah said in Holy Quran, Surah 39, verse 54, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمْ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, الْإِنَابَة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, turn to your Lord. Turn me to our Lord in repentance. Means you have to turn. Now after you audited yourself and you asked, you are going to make tawbah. Now you have to make inaba. So as we explained first, awareness, yaqadha, then you have to make the intention to make tawbah, which is repentance, then muhasabah, which is auditing and accounting. Then now when you do that, you have to turn to your Lord now. As Allah said, turn ye now to our Lord in repentance. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, أَسْلِمْ, bow to him, surrender. And when you surrender, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do by turning back. So it is a turning point in your life become. After you counted all your negative behavior and check them, like, and this negative behavior, we can describe them as the dirt of the ego. And from the description of these dirt, which are bad dirt, like al-ghul. Al-ghul means you have something in your heart against your brother, something burning. Anything, you might, you feel against your brother, anything, you might be feeling against the whole community, something bad. Allah doesn't like that. That is from the bad characters, that under it comes a lot of issues. You can have ghul in your heart, means ghul means someone say, I'm fed up with that. You are fed up because your ego doesn't like it anymore. You might have you have something in your heart burning against your wife, against your children, against your brother, against your sisters, against your family, against your community, against the nation, against the president, against the king, against everyone. Then you can have against, slowly, slowly, shaitan will push you to have it against Sahaba, and then Shaitan throw you more, tell you, oh, what is the difference between you and Prophet? You are educated, he was delivering message, is gone. Then you have more in your heart, this kind of gossip from the bad desires, from the bad descriptive of the ego. Then he said, Al-Huqt. Not envy, but hate. You hate someone. You want to hurt him. That's haqq. That bad characteristics. And under it comes many different levels. Then hasad. Jealousy. You are jealous from someone. You are jealous from a rich person. You are jealous from a poor person. You are jealous from a healthy person. You are jealous from a wise person. You are jealous from a doctor. You are jealous from an engineer. You are jealous from yourself. Al-ghush. Al-ghush means you when... What ghush in English, Taha? When...
Cheating
or not deceiving is cheating. So if you have on the scale, you put 1 pound, you say 2 pounds. That's ghush. It's cheating. And lot of kind of cheating. You cheat yourself, you cheat your spirituality, you cheat your Lord, you cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are cheating your prophet, you are cheating the sahaba, you are cheating the imams, you are cheating your brother, you are cheating your sister, you are cheating your father. Lot of cheating. You are cheating looking on something haram. This is all comes under muhasaba, under auditing yourself. Mm-hmm. How many levels? Then arrogance, talab al-ulu. You want to be famous. You ask to be famous, talab al-ulu. Requesting to be high, to be known, to people to say about you something nice. And today, did you see a sahabi wrote before his name doctor? One of the companion of the prophets. Go back. Did anyone wrote in front of his name Sheikh so and so, or Doctor so and so, or Professor so and so? Nothing. They mention their names without titles. And they are Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I said my Sahaba are like stars.
Allah.
And not one put before his name a description about himself. Today, if you don't put a description in front of the speaker, mm-hmm. you get upset. It's becoming a disease.
Yes.
Everyone wants to put something there. You don't need from people to give you importance. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give it to you. So that is also from the, we call it the bad description of the ego. The ego likes that. If you don't put in front to the speaker in front of his name, this and that, he get upset, he doesn't come. They send you their biographies. When I used to put conferences, sometimes I get a biography of a speaker, 30 pages, 50 pages. Resume, CV. What I could. He put all his life. This paper, this paper, this paper, this conference, that paper, all for what? Say, I am no one. I am seeking truth, and truth cannot be achieved without leaving myself behind and coming with nothing. Hubbu thana, People likes to be praised. That's bad characteristic of the ego. If you don't praise them, they are upset. You have to keep praising everyone. And that's why when in their introduction of the speakers, they praise what they have done through their lives. For what? You're praising whom? Praising the ego more? To be more arrogant? Well, kibar, pride. You must not have pride in yourself. Well, riya, show off. Well, ghadab, anger. Well, tama, greediness. Well, bukhul, stinginess. Well, ta'zeemul aghniya, to praise and to be around the rich people and to praise the rich people, thinking they are going to get some of their drops. What's that? Huh? Drips? Drip? What favor? Drips? Forget about favor.
From the money.
You are looking for their drips, what they are doing, the trip, drip. Well, istihana bil fuqara, look bad to the poor people. They don't, you don't give them importance. Ah, this is a poor, who cares for him? Bring the rich people to my table. Rich people, I might get from them some drips. Leave the poor people. So when you begin to audit yourself and find all these bad characteristics, now you say, oh, now is the turning point. 180 degrees to turn around. You were on this side, now on this side. When you turn to your Lord, what you'll get? When you are turning, you have to achieve 8 levels in that turning point. In the 4th level of the seeking of your journey, the seeker who is in the journey of reaching the level of Murid, it is 10 levels. When he reached the 4th level, where he has a turning point, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ, turn ye to our Lord. You have to turn now. When you turn, you have to have in front of your eyes 8 different levels. First of them, الإيمان بالحق. You have to believe, you have to have faith in truth. The truth is the source of happiness. You have to believe in truth, al-haq, and Allah is the truth, one of His attributes. So that attribute, that is haq, that is the truth, will be dressing you when you are turning, that turning point. So you must believe and have faith that this is the truth, my turning point. And it is going to be your guide to reality. So what we said, al-imanu bil-haq, to have faith in truth. Al-haq. Al-haq ya'lu wa la yu'la alayh. Haq, rise up and nothing rise above it. Wa kul ja'a al-haq wa zahaqa al-batil. The turning point. Say, ya Muhammad, haq came battle gone. Mm-hmm. So the first three, and that three levels that you begin your journey, now you audit yourself, everything being gone from these bad desires of the self, when you are self-realizing, you are realizing yourself, now it's coming to the fourth level, turning point, then you have to have faith in truth. Mm-hmm. That truth will guide you to the peacefulness. Al-Nafsul Mutma'inna. When you establish a faith in truth, in reality, then whatever decision you take, it's haq. That's the second level of that. The second subdivision of inaba, of turning, the turning point. Under turning point comes eight. The first subdivision of it is to have faith in truth. And we explain that. The second one, al-qarar al-haq, the right decision. When you establish faith in the truth, believing in it, that truth will take you to the reality, to establish a real vision of everything. Then, in that tunnel, in that road that we have described in the previous session, you are in front of you, the bulldozer is moving through the jungle, breaking everything, and what you say, don't use mower or rototiller and or bulldozer you have to use, like sheikhs. We described in the previous session how sheikhs are. Some of them, they are mower. Mower?
Landmower.
The other is rototiller. The other, bulldozers. So the sheikh, if he is a bulldozer and you connect with a big sheikh, the road is open then, now you can see. You have to take the right decision because your road is open and you have established the faith in truth. You are believing in reality. Now you have to take the right decision. And the right decision is to be so simple, so peaceful, that you do not harm any creature. Not one creature must receive from you any harm. Means you have to distance yourself or your ego from harming not only human, even animal. And that's why Awliya Allah, never they killed an ant even. Never they killed a mosquito. They leave everything because that mosquito, that ant is praising Allah. وَإِن مَّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Allah said, verily everything is praising me. Ooh. I'm going to kill means that praising is stopped. So al-qarar al-haq, the right decision, the true decision will be taken when you have to be peaceful, simple, submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. When you submit, why you have to kill them? To harm any innocent creature. So you cannot harm anyone. Do we do that? We do not do that in the first, second and third level. But in the first level, yeah. Because now you establish inaba, you are turning back to your Lord. That's why the seekers in the road, you find them later when they reach the fourth level, it is a turning key in their life, turning point in their life. You become to see them, oh mashallah, what kind of people these? These are awliya, but yet they are not. You think them, they are awliya. That's why many people, they thought that this person who is a seeker in the way, oh, he is a kutub, or he is abdal, or he is a big sheikh. Yet not. He is still yet not reaching the level of murid. He is a seeker. But he reached to right decision. He reached to believing in the truth. Then when he take the right decision, and he knows what is not to harm anyone, either from speech, or from eyes, or from hand, or from any kind of harming, he stopped his heart, then he will reach the third level, is al-kalamul haq. And all of them, these eight are under haq, reality, truth, certainty. Al-kalamul haq, the truth, the word that they are true, means what you speak is from that ocean of reality, of truth. You cannot speak anything that is not truth. No lying, no cheating, no deceiving, no conspiracy, no backbiting, no hating, nothing. You establish the right words that you put them together. And al-kalam al-haq is when you eliminate and you have distanced yourself from lying, from backbiting, from not using harsh words. Everything else you do will become nice. All these words you speak up, they become nice when they are away from lying, away from backbiting, and away from using harsh words. Then you established a way that you are really, what you say is the truth. So can we repeat these three levels? Al-Imanu bil-Haq, to have faith in the truth. Al-Qararu al-Haq, to have a right decision coming from truth. Al-Kalamu al-Haq means the right words that coming from truth. All of them, they go back to Ismullah al-Haq, that attribute. Fourth, السلوك الحق means how you are behaving. Your behavior must be truth, true, a true behavior. What is a true behavior? It's not anymore talking, but a true behavior means you distance yourself and you eliminate from yourself robbery, stealing. What's stealing?
Stealing money, stealing
anything. Anything you are stealing, even looking to someone not allowed for you to look, is a stealing. Even you come to a window, to a house, and they say, house by appointment. You can see a house by appointment. And it's closed. And you go behind the window and you look, that's stealing. That is not the way of seekers. It's written, please by appointment, you have no right to look. No one has right to look on something that he doesn't own it. So anyone look on something he doesn't own, that is stealing. If I have this book on this table and you come and open that book, that's stealing. Because I didn't give you permission to look at my book. You have to ask permission. In a library, it's okay. But in a private, it's not okay. So all these are coming from stealing. And this is suluk, behavior. You have to have a true behavior. So you must not steal, you must not kill. Means you can kill, you cannot kill your brother, not killing by killing real, but even with a harsh word you are killing him. You might humiliate him, and that's not accepted. Anything that you do that you regret later, at any time of your life, that you must stop it. That as-suluk al-haq, the real behavior, or the behavior coming from truth. Then when your behavior is good, when your words are true, when your decision is true, when your faith is true, what will have come? Al-amal al-haq, the right, the true amal. Then you establish a true amal, a true action, a true what's amal?
Disposition.
Amal, whenever someone do something good.
What?
Deeds. And the good amal, the true amal, is by leaving the bad amal. They asked someone who is very good person, they asked him, how you learned goodness? He said, I learned from someone who is not good. I was looking at his bad behavior, I distant myself. And al-amal al-haq, so it is al-amal al-haq, the real amal, the true amal. Under it, many different categories comes that you can write it in your journal when you begin to audit yourself. Then when you do amal, good amal, the true amal, means comes after it the sixth level in that category, al-juhdul haq, the real progress, the real struggle. When you want to do everything good, you are struggling. It's very difficult. Not everyone can do all the time. What happened? He struggled. Struggling with himself from within. In everything, people are struggling. And al-juhd al-haq is always to look for good purpose, for something to benefit others, and to run away from anything that is evil. When you develop these six levels, now you come to at-ta'ammul al-haq, the true contemplation. Then you begin to be able to focus, because now you are trying to do, your amal is good, your behavior is good, now you are able to focus. Before, you were not able to focus. Now you can focus, and you can focus with hudu, tranquility.
Hudu?
Hudu, hudu. With tranquility, peacefully, nothing disturbing you. And not surrender, not surrender to yourself, but to accept any moment in your life comes, goodness or badness in your life, for you will become the same. Means anyone harm you or anyone praise you is the same. Nothing, you will not show any kind of unhappiness for someone who harmed you, and you don't show any kind of happiness when you are being praised. It's equal, balanced. So when you begin to contemplate, at-ta'ammul al-haq, contemplating in the right way, then you can concentrate, which is the eighth level, at-tarkiz al-haq. At-tarkiz means you concentrate carefully. You begin to know where you are looking. Because when you are contemplating, you cannot look, but you are trying through your heart to see. When that is established, now you can concentrate and focus, and you can see where you are going to put your feet and where you are going to touch with your hand. And this, the last one, the eighth one, at Tarkiz al-Haq, then concentrate and focus on the truth and reality, cannot reach except by doing these seven levels that we have described before. And at that time you will reach the highest perfect peaceful self in your behavior. And that is will be the turning point and the turning key. The turning key that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, turn ye to your Lord. This is a turning point through these eight different levels. And bow to His will before the penalty comes on you, after that ye shall not be helped. So means, when you turn to your Lord, then you don't lose, because there will be no problem in your life, because you already turned ahead of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you, and bow before the penalty comes. Means there will be a penalty, so if you don't turn. So people turn at that moment, they are sinned. And Allah write them from people who will be saved from anything that might hurt them in the future. Mm-hmm. So at that time we will be establishing good behavior by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that we do, every amal we do, will have a spirit. So the amal will become like a form, and its energy or its secret that make it sincere is the spirit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with that amal. So how you can phrase it is that the good amal will have a structure, and its life, that giving it life, is the sincerity, the secret that Allah put in sincerity within that amal. Then you are able to achieve what seekers are trying to achieve in their ways. It is said that لابد للمريد من صحبة شيخ محقق. For sure, for a murid, he needs a real شيخ محقق. Means حق. As we described the eight levels, he is on حق. If he is not حق, he will lose. محقق مرشد قد فرغ من تأديب نفسه. A guide that already has completed all the journey and disciplined himself. And he was able, وَتَخَلَّصَ مِنْ هَوَى, and he was able to get rid of his bad desires. To that Shaykh, you submit and give your hands. وَالْيَلْزَمْ طَاعَتَهُ, and you keep obeying him. And wal inqiyad ilay, and follow his wishes and desires. Fi kulli ma yushiru bihi alay, in everything that he will show you. Wala tataraddad, don't hesitate. Because hesitation brings doubts. Doubts is the tricks of the ego. وقد قالوا, they said, من لم يكن له شيخ فشيخه الشيطان. Who doesn't have a sheikh, his sheikh is shaitan. Abu Ali al-Thaqafi radiyallahu anhu, one of the most significant figures of Islam, he said, لو أن رجلا, if a man جمع العلوم كلها, if a man has gathered all knowledges and studied it all, وصحب طوائف الناس, and he accompanied all kind of different people and cultures and communities, means he become a encyclopedia. لا يبلغ مبلغ الرجال إلا بالرياضة من شيخ وإمام. He will never reach the level of manhood until he will be he learn under a sheikh's teaching and by listening to him and doing seclusion under his supervision. That is the fourth level that we have described, and under it came eight different subtitles that you have to look forward and to put it in your journal in order that you can understand where your position and where you stand. Wa min Allahi tawfiq, and we will continue in the next session, the fifth one is at-tafakkur. Tafakkur, the way of the highest way in the seeker's life, how he has to think and where he has to focus. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ وَحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ